Hi, I'm Tom, and this is AC On, the short Alpha Clash podcast, where I talk all things Alpha Clash on my way to work. And today's topic, or this week's topic, is sort of a mixed bag. So last week I went on Easter holiday, so I recorded early and said I hope nothing important comes out, and well, of course it did. So we got two new contenders, or sort of two new contenders, while I was on holiday, and I want to talk about them and an interesting spin-off in the Discord after that. So the least important of the two contenders, or least important, only in context of this podcast, least important, was Weapon Demolition Expert, Black Alpha Hunter. He is less important because we already touched on him in the Clash Kit podcast some 2 weeks back, something like that. Just as a reminder, if you can't remember him, he's in the Clash Kits. That's why we touched on him in there. And he's a 25 life black contender that says, when you attach a weapon you control to a clash card you don't control, you may engage this contender. If you do, draw one card. And while there's a weapon you control attached to a clash card you don't control, this contender gets +0/+1. So there's a card advantage and life gain, sort of delaying the inevitable, or delaying death at least. Functionality in that, and he has a 15 life contender ability that said if you control three or more attached weapons, Alpha Hunter clash cards you control get +0/+1. So that's Weapon. We had him a bit earlier, now we got him officially spoiled. At some point we'll get the Warcry as well, and at the time of recording I haven't seen him. So the other contender, which to me was the one I was sort of waiting for, is also black. We sort of got that. Is the discarded contender. Now, he's called Lord Krung. Or Lord Krung? I'm going to call him Lord Krung, because that sounds better to me. Lord Krung, leader of the Hordes. And he's a 20 life contender, which is really low. I don't wonder if they ever go lower. Anyway, he's a 20 life contender, and his contender abilities says whenever an discarded clash card you control enters play from anywhere other than your hand, you may draw one card. And he has a 12 life contender ability saying once per turn during your primary phase, you may engage this card. If you do, target discard clash card you control gets torment until the end of turn. Torment being where at least two other clash cards have to obstruct it in order for it to be obstructed at all. So, so far, so good. Individually, seeing those two contenders are interesting and fine. I like the fact that Lord Krung sort of ends the reveal of the ambush mechanic quite obviously, to me at least. This 20 life mechanic, when a discarded class card enters play from anywhere other than your hand, which is exactly what happens when you spring an ambush, then it goes from being a trap not in play, and you pay for it and activate it, and then it becomes a clash card. So that's exactly what that's built for. Now, what this, and this is the second part, what this spun off in the Discord was a concern, a debate, and a concern that black keeps spreading its strategies. Where other colors like blues counter focus and reds very aggro focus, then black keeps spreading its focus or strategies, making it very hard to get a solid deck build from any of them, because they can't interchange cards in their own color, so or in their own strategy. So cards produced for one strategy in the color does not work or have a hard time working in another strategy, which is sort of correct. And I get the worry about this because, well, let me put it this way. There needs to be a certain card pool for a contender to work, and it's best illustrated with Moxie, who has these triumph of weapons. I'm not gonna go with Webber's binoculars, which might be useful with Webber as well. But she has this triumph of weapons, and you sort of need a playset of all three to be competitive. And you, in my best understanding of this, that is the minimum requirement, three cards for a strategy to support this, for a strategy to work in a 50 card deck. And having Webber, he also want to play with weapons, but he want to attach them to others, and you can't do that with weapons, not as the way the rules are written now. So he will need a separate set of weapons in order to do this. So what does all this mean? Well, for me, this only makes sense this argument makes sense in but has to be correct in three different environments. I'm going to go through the two first, which are the obvious, and I'm going to go, and then I'm going to talk about the third. The first one is also what was pointed towards or pointed at in the Discord, which is the competitive constructed gameplay, where you want to optimize your deck, and you have the entire card pool available to construct with. In constructed, you need these sets. You need there be enough cards for this to make good on to be able to optimize this. And other colors, if you can interchange their cards, they're gonna have in practical terms, a bigger card pool. And bigger card pool means more tweaking possibilities, generally speaking, and then you can have very good cards, very bad cards, and stuff like that. But generally speaking, that will be that they will need a bigger card pool is for strategy is a better thing. And when you divert strategies, like with black now, who just got two new strategies, the card pool in practical terms shrink for each strategy. In comparison, Magnate just got a bunch of extra cards, but there are two Magnates now. Their cards are interchangeable. So you can tweak his abilities by using that. Some support have come out for Moxie, which is fine and good, but it only understand me correctly here, but it only works for Moxie. That is what she needs. Not what, for instance, Death needs. Now, Death is not doing bad at all. I'm not saying that. She's a fairly strong contender, but the idea is that when you produce cards now for the constructed competitive players, you're going to have to produce four black cards for every red card in order to support the four strategies instead of a single strategy. So, or two in red cards. But you have to use more blacks in this case. And I understand that. This can be fixed if you either need you put fewer strategies in or more in the others. So you're sort of limiting the field and pump those. but we're not that. We don't know if that's going to happen. The other, the second environment it has to live in is, of course, limited or sealed, where you want narrow strategies, but you're also narrowing the set, and it might make good sense there. This divergent, because Weber and what I'm guessing is that, or hoping maybe, is that Weber and Krong will live in a sealed meta or sealed environment without death and moxie, which means that you limit the amount of strategies you can choose from, which optimizes the amount of cards you or limits the amount of cards you need to print in order to support them. So in that context, you want a narrow strategy, which is not what we're doing with black, by the way. We're not doing that. We have four different strategies. But in a sealed environment, you don't get the two last sets. And if there's not a significant change in black contenders in the next set, then that will be the draft environment, and that might make sense. The last one I want to point at, and it might work there as well, I've toyed with the idea to call it unconstructed, but it is constructed decks. With the EDH or the Commander gameplay version, I know they are competitive for that, but most people are playing very casually in Commander. Or a lot of people are playing very casually in Commander, and can do so here. Many Commander decks I've encountered when people brewed their own, and there are power levels to this as well, are brewed for something else than optimization. It is brewed for because you want to build with dragons, or you sort of wanted it to see if you can produce elves, or you know, strategies that are not necessarily the most well honed, but they could be fun. So they used to express yourself more than doing actual fine-tuning of the deck. Then you want to express yourself in some sort of play style or strategy. For that purpose, having a diversity of strategies possible is very, very good. So in that sense, having four different strategies makes black a more interesting set of contenders to play around with, because you can express more of your own ideas, and you can sort of play around with the mechanics to see if you can get as a support. But in order to do that, you actually have to have some choice. So you're not gonna be, nobody wants to put in an obviously bad card that does not in any way, shape, or form do anything you want to do. It has to have some support. Now, for that gameplay, more sets and more cards will bring that to them. But they're not there now. We are only at set 3. And even if there's a more support in the next set, in set 4, then we might have to go to set 5 or 6 to have a significant card pool for playing around. I mean, there's no choice today. If you want to play Moxie, you have to have all three weapons, for instance. That's not really a choice unless you really don't want to win. And even casual players want to win. I can guarantee that, being a casual player myself. I do want to win. I'm just willing to play a different style to have fun, to test things, more than I want to necessarily win. But I'm not going to build to lose either way. So that was the three strategies need to work in. to work in, and I can only see this work in until we get the next set, at least, in two of those. A final thought I'll leave you with this is that there is a balance when introducing new strategies in a trading card game. When you're introducing a new strategy, it will automatically, if it's not in the first set, and obviously these aren't, it will be lacking support for that strategy if you haven't started building it early on. So if you want to introduce something very new, it's lacking support. We can think of the discarded here. There are barely any discarded in the sets right now, and now we are a discarded contender because we want to explore that space. In that case, you have to do an introduction of new strategies like this and then grow the card pool for them. So my takeaway for this, and I hope yours too, is those two new contenders are quite cool. I want to build a discarded deck. I'm definitely going to buy a few boxes of Unrival when it arrives to try and build something to work with the ambush mechanic, because it's fun. And I will hope for every pack I open from The Awakening and from Year of the Dragon and for Clash Grounds and for Unrival that the next set again will support the strategies, giving me more choices to play. Well, that was it for me today. I hope I didn't waffle on too long, but I'll talk to you next Friday. Bye.